This is for 16 wins in a row, Brooke.
Okay.
And today you're going to be squaring off against someone who says they lost to you a long time ago.
Why did you emphasize long? How long?
I don't know how long. I want to ask Amy from Federal Way, how long ago did you play Brooke?
Oh, my goodness. It's been years. I want to say at least 5+ years ago.
Oh, wow.
You guys, I have been doing this too long.
Does it make you feel good that you're in the exact same place in your career as you were 5 years ago?
Here I am.
All
oh my
right.
God. She's like, I was in elementary school. Shut up.
I know. People do tell us that. They're like, I've been listening since I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't tell me that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Trying to hurt our feelings.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Amy, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass. You have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
All righty. Let's do this.
All right. Your time starts now. The month March was named for what Roman god of war?
Oh, goodness. Pass.
What are the official flowers of the Kentucky Derby?
Pass.
In the Wizard
Go back, roses.
In the Wizard of Oz, what was the lion looking for?
Courage.
The USA boycotted the Olympic Games most recently in which decade?
Pass.
What's the term for the type of bee that's only job is to fertilize the queen?
Oh, that was terrible.
You could still answer if you wanted to.
She's just hoping any of those words
is
an answer. What? Is it terrible?
The word would be.
All right. Answers are in. Let's bring Brooke back into the studio. And while that happens, Amy, what's the most interesting fact that we should know about you?
All three of my kids have the same birthday, and they're not triplets.
What?
Whoa.
Did you say you just had three kids on the same? What's the day?
Yeah, so November 5th. So there's 2 years apart between the first and second, and then 6 years apart from the first and last.
That is crazy. It's like a magic trick.
You and your partner only do it on the same day every year?
It's just their anniversary and never again.
Impeccable timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of funny.
Amy, you should get it more. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right. Brooks, your turn to answer. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. The month March was named for what Roman god of war?
Pass.
What are the official flowers of the Kentucky Derby?
Roses.
In The Wizard of Oz, what was the lion looking for?
Courage.
The USA boycotted the Olympic Games most recently in which decade?
80s.
What's the term for the type of bee that's only job is to fertilize the queen?
Worker bee.
In which cartoon is there a restaurant named the Chum Bucket?
SpongeBob.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you did with Jose.
Oof. Hey, mornings aren't that bad.
Bolaños.
Yeah, Amy, you got 2 correct today.
That's better than I thought.
There you go. Keep it positive. And Brooke?
Yep.
Wow, you got 4.
Ooh.
Sorry, Amy. Let's go over the answers for everybody here. The month March was named for the Roman god of war. That is Mars.
Oh, God.
When you hear it, it's like, duh.
The official flowers of the Kentucky Derby are roses. The nickname for the race is called Run for the Roses. In The Wizard of Oz, the lion is looking for courage. The USA last boycotted the Olympic Games in the 1980s, the 1980 Olympic Summer Games, to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The term for the type of bee that's only job is to fertilize the queen is the lucky bees.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're super lucky.
No, it's drone bees.
Oh, like, what?
In which cartoon is there a restaurant called the Chum Bucket? That would be SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Amy. No cash today. Another loss. Just for playing, though, you do get a $25 Target gift card. And Target has everything you could possibly need. Or you could do what Brooke does. Yeah. Every Wednesday, she buys a bag of popcorn and pushes an empty cart around the store just to get 15 minutes away from her husband and children. Alone time. That's the Target way.
It's very important.
I mean, every once in a while, I sit in the parking lot and cry. Yeah. But that's fine.
That's only when you pull up and then before you leave.
Yeah, right.
All right. So you enjoy that, Amy, and wish your husband happy anniversary in the way that you like to do that.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Fourth one, Brooke.
We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.